Dark visions and dueling Republicans. I'm Therese Crowley, Fox News. GOP candidates Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley dueling 10 days to the Iowa caucus after Haley told a New Hampshire audience that Iowa starts the voting and New Hampshire will correct it. DeSantis calls that an insult to the heartland. Haley calls it banter. Is there room for three? Fox's Mark Meredith.
Former President Trump is back in Iowa tonight, determined to hold on to his polling lead. He says it's a two-way love fest, and the state holds its caucus in 10 days. Overnight, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former Ambassador Nikki Haley both launched fresh attacks against Trump, claiming they're the only ones who can win over moderates who may be fed up with the main frontrunner. Haley's critics, including DeSantis, are attacking her for some comments she recently made, suggesting that if she comes up short in Iowa, it would be up to New Hampshire to correct the record. Haley says it wasn't a serious critique, more of a joke, but the DeSantis campaign really trying to play this up as a gaffe to Iowa voters. Vivek Ramaswamy doing all he can to stay competitive, even selling $33 million worth of stock to try to fund his campaign.
President Biden with a dark vision of threats to democracy.
I need free and fair elections and the right to vote fairly and have your vote counted.
And Donald Trump with an ad and a campaign speech this afternoon at Valley Forge ahead of the Capitol riot anniversary.
President Biden is returning here to the critical battleground state of Pennsylvania, a state he has visited more than any other state since becoming president. We're only 15 miles away from George Washington's winter encampment at Valley Forge. And recall President Biden going to Philadelphia ahead of the midterm elections when he was flanked by those Marine Corps sentries. Now, Republicans say Biden is running on January 6th in the so-called democracy movement because he can't run on his record.
Shades of Biden's dark brand and red light speech in Philly. The Biden administration is docking student loan servicers over $2 million in payments for sending statements late or overbilling tens of thousands of borrowers when they restarted payments after the pandemic. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
More tales of Bill Clinton unverified in the second batch of legal documents related to the dead financier and sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein.
We've only seen about 25% of the documents that will be unsealed. The second batch released last night included pictures of Jeffrey Epstein's confidant Ghislaine Maxwell attending Chelsea Clinton's wedding in 2010. Keep in mind, this is after Epstein pleaded guilty to soliciting sex from a minor in 2008. One of the documents shows lawyers discussing submitting pictures of Maxwell at the wedding as evidence in the 2015 civil defamation case filed by Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre against Maxwell.
Documents also claim Clinton threatened Vanity Fair not to publish sex trafficking stories about Epstein. A Clinton spokesperson says it's not true. New York City Mayor Adams is suing 17 bus companies to recoup the care and feeding of thousands of migrants. But the buses keep coming, now dropping off at New Jersey train stations.
For the local leaders that we've spoken to in New Jersey, they are still expecting buses. Those buses arrive here, and then the migrants get on trains headed for New York City. And frankly, buses are still arriving to New York City as well. With the executive order, it limits when they can arrive between 8:30 a.m. and noon Monday through Friday. But yeah, the expectation is that migrants are very much still making their way to New York City. I do want to talk about that lawsuit that was announced yesterday. Mayor Adams suing 17 bus companies for transporting migrants from Texas to the Big Apple. The lawsuit is seeking $708 million in compensation, claiming that, quote, the cost of continued care in violation of New York's social services law.
Fox Business, Madison Allworth. British actress Glynis Johns has died in a Los Angeles assisted living at age 100, best known for her role as Mrs. Banks in Mary Poppins in 1964. Her stage and film career spanned from 1936, the golden age of Hollywood. Her agent said she set a very high bar. I'm Therese Crowley. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.